Welcome into the Friday Night 360 AZ preview show. I'm Jordan Hamm alongside Haley Stasiak. We have a jam-packed show for you. First things first, congratulations to the 2A state champion Thatcher Eagles and the 3A state champion Castile Colts. Now we're looking ahead to the 4A, 5A, and 6A state championships. And with that, we're going to bring in Chandler head coach Sean Aguano. Coach, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me on there.
So you are back in the state championship, looking to go back-to-back. A lot of players from last year's state championship team are on this one. How are they using that experience this year in this upcoming game?
I know. I think their experience with the younger kids in our preparation for this week has been incredible. And so just keeping the nerves down and going about our business, I think the older guys have taken control.
How has this, or how does this 2017 team differ from other teams that you've coached at Chandler?
You know, I think every team is a little different. You know, the chemistry, the talent. This team likes each other a lot, and so the chemistry has been there since the start of this season. Everybody does what they post. I think that's been a huge advantage for us this year.
With this offense, I know that you had some injuries earlier in the year on both sides of the ball, but now everyone's fully healthy. But with this offense, there are so many ways that you can beat teams, whether it's in the run game or the pass, and there are just plenty of weapons on the outside, and Jacob Conover is such a weapon with his arm and with his legs. What do you foresee for this offense here in this upcoming weekend?
You know, I think we're going to try to be balanced and give what the defense gives us, or take what the defense gives us. You know, last game against Red Mountain, they were concentrating a lot on the run and stopping Drake Anderson and DeCarlos Brooks. And then they had to cover Gunnar Romney one-on-one and Jarrett Caldwell, and that's a task in itself. So I think being balanced, it's going to be hard for a defense to stop us.
You look at the 6A division and the talented offenses that make it up. Your defense seems to stop these opposing teams every single week. How has the increased competition in 6A helped with your guys' confidence?
You know, I think it's been incredible. You know, I like our matchups against teams, especially athletic wise, and so teams that and scoring a lot, I think it's a motivation for our defense to take it on themselves to shut these guys down. And so every week preparing for these, that's their motivation, and they've done really well the last couple of weeks coming into this championship.
You're facing off against the Perry Pumas this weekend, a familiar opponent for you guys. What did you learn playing this team earlier in the regular season and beating them?
You know, I think that we just can't take contain Brock Purdy and have him throw the ball earlier than he needs to, and then play tough physical football. I think from a defensive line standpoint, I think we're a very talented group, and so if they can contain and play physical football and Chandler football, I think we'll be okay.
Chandler has been so successful over the past few years, and Perry has made their way up the rankings as well. Just what does it say about Chandler football as a whole, the city of Chandler, that two of the top teams are facing off in the state championship in 6A?
I think that it says a whole lot, not about about the administration and the Chandler School District, but also about the youth football programs and getting them prepared for high school football, and then high school football getting prepared for college. But I think everybody's doing an incredible job in the youth football leagues and spreading out talent all over the schools. Most of the schools in the East Valley are very successful, and so I think it'll keep on going.
Coach, thanks so much for the time. Safe travels, and good luck on Saturday.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, that was Sean Aguano from the Chandler Wolves, defending state champions, hoping to repeat here, but they have a tough task going against the Perry Pumas. What was your biggest takeaway from what Coach Aguano said?
You know, he mentioned the athleticism that his team has, and you ask any opponent – and they're going to mention that. We talked to Brock Purdy last week at Media Day, and the first thing that he said when I asked him about what the biggest challenge was going to be about this Chandler team, beyond the obvious of the talent that they have, was just the athleticism that they have.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's one thing that he referenced with the Red Mountain game last week that they had was that they were able to limit the run against Drake Anderson, against DeCarlos Brooks, two very good running backs. But then that just opened things up for Gunnar Romney, and he had five touchdowns, Jacob Kahn over 3 for 7. So that just kind of speaks to the amount of talent and the amount of depth that the Chandler Wolves have. But I think that, you know, Perry, it's very tough for a team to beat the same team twice in 1 year. So it definitely is going to be interesting, and I feel like Perry's ready for this one as well.
Definitely. And another thing with this whole conversation was we talked last week, or 2 weeks ago now, I believe, that meshing, these teams meshing and really getting along has benefited and led to a lot of success. And he mentioned that this team just really likes each other. Mm-hmm. And it's big for a coach to say that. I mean, you have a lot of high school kids that are going through and kind of figuring themselves out. And it's hard to find a large group of guys like this. I mean, I think Chandler has 140 some guys on their roster. Mm-hmm. It's hard for a group that large to really mesh, but for that group to just kind of get along, it's great.
And there are a lot of college eyeballs on Definitely. Chandler. So there could even be sometimes a jealousy factor in a a program like that where there's so much talent, maybe guys aren't getting maybe the offers that they want or they deserve. So that can be certainly a tough dynamic, but it seems like they've navigated that great. They were having so much fun at Media Day. You can really tell that they do like each other. And same goes for Perry as well. So that should be a really good one. They kick off 7:07 at Arizona Stadium on December 2nd. I will be down there covering that one. So that will be a very fun game. Coming up next, we're going to have Centennial coach Richard Taylor to help break down the 5A bracket on the Friday night 360 AZ preview show.
Welcome back into the Friday night 360 AZ preview show. Haley Stasiak and Jordan Hamm here, breaking down the state championships in 6A, 5A, and 4A. We're joined now by Centennial head coach Richard Taylor. Coach, thanks for taking the time this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Another trip to state for the Coyotes. What makes this year's team and this state run different from previous teams?
Well, there's a lot of similarities. I would say this team has worked extremely hard. You know, they've had this game on their mind ever since the loss to Williams Field last year. And they've been doing everything they need to do in preparation to get there.
When you look at a guy like Zidane Thomas, who is having a great year, but it seems like when you face off against a Pinnacle or a Liberty, some of these top defenses, that seems to be his best games. What have you seen out of him on those games that makes him really step it up when it's a very good opponent and a big stage?
Well, you know, they say great players play great in big games, and he's the epitome of that. And he knows he's a marked man, and it just seems like the tougher the opponent, he can rise to that occasion and give a little bit more.
We talk a lot about the Coyotes' run game, but what is the benefit of a guy like Alex Escobar who can do it all?
Oh, Alex has been so important to us this year. You know, he runs the ball well. He catches the ball extremely well. He blocks well. He plays great on defense. You know, he is truly a guy that can do everything. And oftentimes, Alex Escobar does not get enough credit for everything that he's done for this team. Plus, he's only the third player in school history ever to be a two-time captain elected by his teammates.
When you look at this regular season record, the only blemish there is that loss week 10 to Liberty. How did your team respond to that loss as they prepared for the tough 5A bracket that they were about to go through?
Well, you know, it was shocking because things seemed to be well in control until 4 minutes and 55 seconds left, and they scored two touchdowns and the winning touchdown within the last couple of seconds. It was shocking. I think it brought us back down to earth. I think there's nothing like a good loss to get you refocused and, you know, start thinking about what you need to do. When you keep winning, it's easy to think, you know, we're pretty good. Everything we're doing seems to be okay. And then all of a sudden you lose and you start looking at every aspect, every phase of the game, and you realize we have maybe slipped a little bit. So in the long run, that loss to Liberty, I think, was helpful to us.
What have you seen in Notre Dame Prep's film that stood out to you?
Everything. You got about an hour?
take as much time as you need, Coach.
You know, they're winners of 16 or 18 games, I'm not sure. But they've won going away. They've won close games. They've won games in which they were behind by 3 touchdowns. They are very strong in every phase of the game. They don't have a weakness.
Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. Good luck this weekend.
Good. Thank you. I appreciate it. Bye.
Centennial head coach Richard Taylor there. One of the big things that stood out to me with this was his mention of avenging that loss in the state to Williams Field. I think throughout this season, when we've talked to Coach Taylor and the guys on this team, it's been all about getting back to state and taking the title.
Yeah, they've been laser focused. I was at their week zero game, and that's what they were talking about, you know, back in August when we were all, you know, sweating. And you know, it seemed like state was light years away. But here we are. Here is Centennial back in the state title game, a familiar territory for them. And you could tell that loss to Williams Field really hurt. But they returned a lot of those key contributors, those guys that were on the field for that, the Zidane Thomases, the Ruben Beltrans, the Alex Escobars. You know, those are guys who had experienced it, and I'm sure they don't want to experience it again. So they're going to be ready for this big state title game against Notre Dame Prep.
And we mentioned Alex Escobar, and Coach mentioned that he's a guy that doesn't necessarily get a lot of credit. Mm-hmm. And he really is a do-it-all guy. I mean, he plays defense, he's a wide receiver, he's a running back, does it all. In your opinion, looking at this matchup with Notre Dame Prep, how much of a benefit is he going to be to the Coyotes in this game?
I mean, it's going to be huge because, you know, the secondary for Notre Dame is so good. So the deep passes might not be there. And that's really not I think ideally, that's not really the style that Centennial wants to run. They want to ground and pound. They want to sit on the football and really milk the clock and kind of beat you up on the interior. But what Escobar can do on the offensive side of the ball is show a different look than Zidane Thomas in the backfield. Mm-hmm. And then he can also catch the ball out of the backfield very well, or go in the slot and catch, you know, kind of a short slant, make plays. And it's just one more thing to account for that. And he's just so versatile. And then you put him on the defensive side of the ball. He has close to 60 tackles on the year. It seems like wherever the football is, he's around it in some way, whether it's on offense or defense. So this guy's just a playmaker. I completely agree with Coach. He doesn't get the amount of credit that he deserves because he's been doing this for quite a few years now.
Coach mentioned that he needed an hour to explain what impressed him about Notre Dame Prep. This is probably one of the most exciting out of these three games. I mean, I think all three of these games are going to be exciting matchups, but this one, what makes it so exciting?
Because either way, it's a redemption story. It's going to be Centennial avenging that loss from state from last year, or it's going to be Notre Dame winning after they were banned from the postseason. You know, they lost a head coach, they lost an AD, they lost their spring ball. So much happened in the offseason, but this group stayed focused. They stayed together. That's another huge part. No one really transferred out. They have a ton of experienced talent. George Prelock's leading this team, and he knows most of these guys all the way back from freshman year. So either way, it's going to be a story of redemption, and I just think that's super compelling, and it's probably the most even matchup this weekend as well.
Centennial Notre Dame Prep at Arizona Stadium on Saturday. On the other side of the break, we'll have Chili from Arizona Varsity. Keep it right here on the Friday Night 360 AZ Preview Show. Welcome back into the Friday Night 360 AZ Preview Show. We're going to move up our breakdown now. We'll start out with 6A, Chandler versus Perry. Now, in the regular season, Chandler beat Perry 55-27. We talked after we recapped our chat with head coach Sean Aguano that it's hard to beat a team twice in the same season.
Yeah, that's a tough thing to do. But when you have a roster like Chandler does, it's tough to stop an offense like that, because Gunnar Romney, that was his lowest yards total for that in games that he played. He was injured a couple of games, but 40 yards on that day, but Drake Anderson and DeCarlos Brooks combined for 360 rushing yards. So it's kind of pick your poison in that respect. Gunnar Romney has also, though, come back and just had a great span of five games with 11 touchdowns, over 800 yards, absolutely dominant against Red Mountain. And you can just see why he's one of the top receivers on the West Coast in the country, because he has the size, he has the speed, he can go through traffic and make catches. He's really just such a great tool for Jacob Conover, and then you have five or six other guys that can make very similar plays on the ground or in the air for the Chandler Wolves. For Perry, it's Brock Purdy's obviously going to have a huge game. The defense is going to have to come to play. And really, I think they're going to have to be able to sustain long drives. We've seen Perry, be pretty quick strike. But I think you need to try to get this very deep Chandler defense tired and really have them work. And the depth has been there, all year. So it's really hard, with maybe the exception of the IMG game. You've been able to see the defense at full strength. That's a big key. I think that this is going to be a closer game than last time, and just going to be a really good one against a couple of between a couple of quarterbacks that don't make too many mistakes. Head coaches that really have brought their programs to new heights, and I'm really excited to check this one out.
In 5A, we've got Centennial Notre Dame Prep, and we talked pretty extensively after we chatted with Centennial head coach Richard Taylor about this one. But what are your keys to this game?
It's going to be special teams and turnovers. That's not groundbreaking by any means, but Centennial, it seems like every big game they're in, they have a huge special teams play, whether it's a blocked field goal or a couple years ago when they beat Desert Ridge in the state title, they ran a fake punt where Boston Sanders took it like 40 yards, and that just completely changed the game. They have very reliable kicking, from the field goal perspective, and that sort of thing. And Notre Dame doesn't, have too many turnovers, but they cause a lot of turnovers as well. So that's something that's going to help even the field, certainly. And it's just, again, these are just two really deep teams in the trenches at the skill positions. I think that, Kylan Weiser and Ruben Beltran, these two quarterbacks, they don't get enough credit for what they do. I think Kylan Weiser is having a great year and is just gets the ball to his playmakers and can make plays with his feet if the defense isn't paying too much attention to him. So, again, I think this is the most evenly matched game on Saturday.
And we talked about the redemption earlier in this game. And I think, like you said, evenly matched redemption. It's just the storyline surrounding this game are impressive.
Yeah, yeah. And it's going to be, a lot of guys who are going to be playing at the next level. These are two teams that have multi-year starters. So they're not going to shy away from the big stage. I think we're going to come away from this game where it's going to be, this team won, but neither team lost the game. It's just going to be kind of one of those, who had the ball at the end, or who was able to make that big play in the last 5 minutes of the game to really, capitalize on that opportunity.
In 4A, South Point Catholic and Saguaro, you've got a pretty balanced Saguaro team against an excellent run game with South Point and Bijan Robinson. But on Saguaro's side, you've got big playmakers like Josiah Bradley, Max Massingale, Logan Pettyjohn, Zach Wilson. Just, it seems everywhere the ball goes, there's black jerseys or whatever color Saguaro jersey is wearing that night.
I hope they wear
game.
The bright yellow ones. I loved those jerseys. I was at the Peoria game, and they were wearing like the all yellows, and those were brights, but I loved them. So I hope they wear those ones. Two things to note about Saguaro. They've had two losses this year against Liberty in Nevada and East in Utah. East was the state runner-up in Utah, and Liberty lost to Bishop Gorman in the state semifinals. So those two losses are to some pretty darn good football teams. And I think everyone knew that, but that solidifies it. Against Arizona team, Saguaro has given up 112 points. That's in 11 games. So that's a tick above 10 points a game. So the defense is just playing great. Josiah Bradley is playing his best football right now. He has the most reps he's ever had as a running back, as a safety. He has 3 interceptions in the last 2 games. He averaged nearly 8 yards a rush last week against Higley. So he's been all over the place. I know that he's had some lingering injuries earlier in this year, but he seems like he's full strength. So he could definitely be a game changer. And then on the other side, you have Bijan Robinson and Mario Padilla. Interesting to look at. When they played Sunrise Mountain, both of these guys like almost doubled their carry total. Bijan Robinson had 27 carries. Before that, he had about 17. I think you're starting to see Coach Benet, really start to feed those guys, maybe get their endurance up a little bit, and probably also knowing that they would have 2 weeks off. So, maybe he could run them a little bit more than usual. But I see a heavy dose of those two getting the football. They combined for 505 yards against number 1 Sunrise Mountain, who also has a very good defense. I think this is going to be a really fun game. And one other thing to note about this game, South Point Catholic is driving like 7 minutes to the stadium. Saguaro has to go from Scottsdale down to Tucson, but 2 of the 4 state championships they've had in this run happened in Tucson. So Jason Mons knows what he's doing in terms of winning state championships really anywhere. But I don't think it's as much of a factor, maybe not as much of a home field advantage as maybe some people are thinking, just because they do have that experience in that stadium.
That'll do it for the Friday Night 360 AZ Preview Show today. 6A, 5A, and 4A state championships on Saturday in Arizona Stadium. Good luck to all the teams playing those games on Saturday. Be sure to keep it on sports360az.com for all of your state coverage and more high school football content. We'll see you next time.